CRTV News with Ngu Henry. The main points. The Director General of Elections Cameroon, ELECAM, Dr. Eric Esuse, visits some ELECAM branches to access the registration of eligible voters that rounds off today in the country for this year. Russia is withdrawing 100 of its paramilitary officers from Burkina Faso to help in the war in Ukraine. The head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Breese, has made public the list of 24 players summoned for the upcoming 2025 qualifiers against Namibia and Zimbabwe. The Emirati Minister of State in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sheikh Shakboud bin Nayan Al Nayan, has commended the good vibes which surround relations between Cameroon and the United Arab Emirates. He was speaking in Yaoundé after an audience with the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Guti. The two officials discussed opportunities of enlarging the scope of cooperation between their two countries. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam reports.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Guti, and the Emirati Minister of State at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sheikh Shakboud bin Nayan, are fast becoming very used to each other. The two men met in Rwanda in 2022 on the sidelines of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, and again in 2023 during an audience in Yaoundé. Just like during the previous meetings, this Friday's audience was another opportunity to explore the relations between Cameroon and the UAE. Sheikh Shakboud bin Nayan Al Nayan, Emirati Minister of State at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
We have shared common interest in developing this relationship. We have always witnessed development in areas that benefits both countries and add values to both countries as well. And now we're setting for a new phase, hopefully, where we could explore new areas of cooperation.
The Emirati official, who is in Cameroon to represent his country at the 50th OIC Council of Foreign Ministers, also commended Cameroon's organization of the event.
I also thank the Prime Minister for organizing the OIC ministerial meeting here. We very much believe in the wisdom and what Cameroon can bring on the table to the OIC with its wisdom and with its courage in fostering peace, prosperity, and hopefully development in our region.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, and the Emirati Minister of State agreed to maintain the momentum of cooperation between their two countries. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Voter registration in Cameroon ends this Saturday for the year 2024. The Director General of Elections Cameroon, ELECAM, Dr. Eric Esuse, will visit some of the council branches of ELECAM to access the registration process. Meanwhile, ELECAM officials in the littoral region are working tooth and nail to meet up with their targets as to the end of the voter revision exercise for the year 2024. Although much progress has been made, they still aim at receiving latecomers and having them registered. A former drug addict and repented bandit has called on the Cameroonian youth to stay away from mood-enhancing substances, saying drugs and crime can lead only to imprisonment and death. The man, Jean-Claude Mesomo, gave a testimony of his perilous past during the closing ceremony of the one-year mass education caravan in Yaoundé aimed at fighting social ills. Winston Lebga reports.
He killed, he raped, and he broke into homes. He was not only an addict, but a drug dealer who was thrown out of the army for his waywardness. Jean-Claude Mesomo received an ovation for his testimony as he appealed to the youth to shun crime and drugs while calling on parents not to condone such behavior. Music and sports events were used to teach the youth during the campaign. The mass education caravan has been carrying out sensitization talks in various localities in the 10 regions of Cameroon. Apart from drugs, they talked about voter registration and living together, shown through the traditional attires representing different cultures and musical genre.
Winston Lebga, newly appointed officials in the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries have been installed into their functions. It was during a ceremony in Yaounde presided over by the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger. Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo reports.
It is a ceremony of double importance at the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, as the newly appointed officials on the one hand take office, while those of the central services who distinguish themselves in different domains on the other hand received medals.
I was decorated the Knight of the Agricultural Order of Merit, and I'm happy because the work I've been doing has been recognized by the head of state.
I was appointed as Inspector of Service number 1, and I thank God for the
A celebration of merit for a job well done, a reflection of the quality of men in the organization, the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, reiterated while presiding at the dual ceremony. He used the opportunity to call on the recipients to ensure their different sectors are more dynamic as they continue to instill the spirit of collaboration while boosting the activities of the private sector, working in partnership with other economic operators.
I am the sub-director in charge of aquaculture, so I have to boost aquaculture production so that we produce more fish and we import less fish in Cameroon.
As the newly installed take the determination to put their rich experiences at the service of the nation, they were reminded of the need for them to be assiduous at work and fight against corruption. The event ended with a presentation of bouquets of flowers and snapshots.
Staff Lady Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo, CRTV News. Out of the country, Russia is withdrawing 100 of its paramilitary officers from Burkina Faso to help in the war in Ukraine. They are part of about 300 soldiers from the Bear Brigade, a Russian private military company, who arrived in the West African nation in May to support the country's military junta. In sports, the head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Breeze, has made public the list of 24 players summoned for the upcoming AFCON 2025 qualifiers against Namibia and on the 7th. That's on the 7th of September, and Zimbabwe on the 10th of September. Fabrice Ondua and Jean Castelletto, who are injured, didn't feature. Meanwhile, Fai Collins, Michael Ngandu, Vincent Abubakar, Andre Onana, Carlos Baleba are amongst the regulars who are in the squad. Meanwhile, the flag bearer of the Cameroon paramilitary or Paralympic team, Darcy Marie Antoinette, has qualified for the semifinals in Taekwondo. The African champion in the plus won her first two fights yesterday to advance to the semis. Details with Harrison Tiku.
The African Taekwondo champion in the less than 67 kilogram category, Darcy Marie Antoinette, has been exceptional in her two outings so far. She eliminated Elena Savinskaya, a neutral athlete, this morning to advance to the quarterfinals. The 28-year-old again showed proof of her skills in the semis against Cecile Er of Turkey, beating her by 13-6. At 6:45 p.m., Darcy Marie Antoinette will attempt to secure the first medal for Cameroon in the 17th edition of the Paralympic Games in Paris when she takes on Ana da Silva from Brazil in the semi-final. In the meantime, her teammate, Mawe Alet Foucault, is also doing great in discus throw. She threw a distance of 21.87 meters, the fourth best performance in her series, that eventually secured her a ticket to the final.
To end the news, once more the main points. The Director General of Elections Cameroon, ELECAM, Dr. Eric Esuse, visits some ELECAM branches to assess the registration of eligible voters that runs off today in the country for this year. Russia is withdrawing 100 of its paramilitary officers from Burkina Faso to help in the war in Ukraine. The head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Brees, has made public the list of 24 players summoned for the upcoming AFCON 2025 qualifiers against Namibia and Zimbabwe. CRTV News.